Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, let's get right to the latest on prices.
Well, as we've been talking about the last couple months, you know, that we had excess wheat in the world, that we had more than adequate and really excess stocks in the United States, with the 2000 and wheat crop probably going to increase ending stocks or stocks in the 2012 year, that wheat prices were going to fall. And they finally broke this week, and they were down around 40 cents.
And has the Kansas City July contract broken its support levels yet?
Yeah, it broke its support level late in the week at $6.70. The next support level is down around 640. If it breaks that, we may have another 50 cents down.
Okay. Looking at the northern states now, it appears that a lot more acres this year are going to corn instead of wheat. How will that impact prices?
Well, in the spring wheat area, I saw a report from North Dakota that said there was about $135 an acre potential profit with corn, about $35 an acre potential profit in spring wheat. And I think that's why we're seeing those potential wheat acres going to the corn. It's just a good economic decision.
Okay, and when we look at some of the international factors right now, potential shortages in Europe, possible excess in Australia, how does that play in?
Well, I don't know if we'll have shortages, but I think the crop's been reduced. You know, we've talked about Russia, especially Ukraine, maybe at the most 60% of last year's crop or of an average crop. Eastern Europe with drought and freeze problems, and then came out in the last week or so a potential freeze damage in over the western part of Europe. So I think we're going to have less wheat production. I think that what's going to happen there is that world-ending stocks may not increase in 2012 like we thought they would a couple months ago or a couple weeks ago even.
Okay, finally, everybody's talking about gas prices. What about the buildup of commodities in the Middle East?
Well, we're seeing Iran and some other countries stockpiling or increasing their holding of